This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in all over the country. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This is when the show gets started. Matter of fact, it's halftime. I mean, there's so much going on, I can't even keep track. The show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I've been hanging out with you for 2 hours. We got 2 more hours to go. Man, there's so much going on. Right now, the Seattle Mariners are beating up on the Toronto Blue Jays in Toronto, 10-3. Seattle's trying to take a 2-0 series lead here in the American League Championship Series. Drake London just caught a touchdown. And so now the Atlanta Falcons lead the Buffalo Bills 14-7 here in Atlanta, Georgia. We got another Monday Night Football matchup getting ready to get underway in a few minutes. We have the Chicago Bears. And we also have the Washington Commanders. Oh, yeah, you guessed it. We got Caleb Williams. Big expectations. And then we have the guy who actually played better last year. Offensive Rookie of the Year, Jaden Daniels. Bears Commanders getting ready to get underway in a matter of minutes. And we've talked about a lot. Thank you so much to Teresa Walker joining us to talk about the Tennessee Titans. They fired Brian Callahan today. Good luck to Cam Ward moving on in the future. James Franklin, I mean, we heard from Penn State why he got fired today. They needed to move in another direction. Bill Belichick says, I'm not leaving North Carolina. Za'Darius Smith, the Eagles brought him on to help get to the quarterback. He said, well, they're playing me less. I'm just going to retire. It's just what it is. We just heard from Tua Tagovailoa as he's trying to get his own head coach, Mike McDaniel, fired, whether he realizes it or not. And then in about 20 minutes from now, we're going to have a chat with Dan Wolkin from Yahoo Sports to talk all things college football. It's been a busy day. It's been a busy night. And we'll keep you up to date on it all. A matter of fact, how about this? There's so much going on. In a matter of minutes as well, we got another baseball game that's getting ready to start. The Dodgers and the Brewers will be in action. Our first pitch is a few minutes from now in Milwaukee in the first game of the National League Championship Series. So we got you covered here on the Infinity Sports Network. If you want to call, you can do that. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. For ISN. Dodgers, Brewers, Bears, and Commanders. We got Bunch. This is like a two for two. We got two premier championship games, obviously, in baseball teams trying to go to the World Series. And then we got two Monday Night Football games, and I think both are going to be pretty good. So people got a lot of options. So we appreciate people for tuning in here, man. It's a fun night.
They do say it is prime time. Well, Monday Night prime time, at least.
It's prime time. People are supposed to be home sitting around watching things, right? Supposed to be?
Supposed to be, but you can be out working, delivering, a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, people out here making money. Shout outs to everybody out there making money. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Yeah, we'll talk about the Brewers and we'll get into, well, we'll see what the Dodgers do. Just may run their ass to the World Series. Or maybe the Brewers just run them out of the postseason. We'll get into that. We'll talk about the Bears and Commanders. You know, let's get into the Dodgers and Brewers first before we do anything, because they're getting ready to kind of have first pitch in a matter of minutes. The Dodgers have been here a million times before. They're trying to go back-to-back. The Brewers, in a lot of cases, little engine that could. They actually play baseball in the way that I enjoy, and we want to see if David can go out there and beat Goliath. That's what a lot of people want to see. I don't think folks, in a historical sense, want to see the Brewers in the World Series. I think from a money standpoint, a rating standpoint, the Dodgers are obviously a larger market, second biggest media market in the entire country. And so we got a lot of people who are rooting for the Dodgers to fail. But when it comes to the money, like, come on, there's no bigger name in the game than Shohei Ohtani. Him being in the World Series again would be a massive, massive deal. We had a lot of callers who hit us up throughout the course of the season, and they would tell us over and over again, hey, JR, the Brewers aren't getting respect. Nobody is paying attention to the Brewers. Look at the success that they've had against the Dodgers. And even though that's the case this season, the manager of the Brewers, Pat Murphy, he says, who cares what we've been able to do? Listen to this.
We're not overconfident, that's for sure. Dodgers are a powerhouse. What can you say? You know, you don't see many commercials in the United States, Canada, Japan, anywhere across the world, and you don't have Dodgers in it because they have the star power, and they're great players.
Yeah, the Dodgers beat them, or excuse me, the Brewers beat the Dodgers 6 times here in the regular season. We're going to get a lot of phone calls with a lot of thoughts if the Brewers move on and advance past the Dodgers to go to the World Series. Blake Snell is going to be on the mound tonight for the Los Angeles Dodgers. That still sounds dirty to say. It sounds unfair to say, you know? It sounds unfair.
Not going to lie, Blake Snell, his injury track record, also with Tyler Glasnow, I always forget they're even on the team. So it's like these guys just pop up in the playoffs, and it's just, wow. They do have
talent. Even Tyler Glasnow is just like, okay, God, he's on another team now. He couldn't even make it through full seasons when he was pitching for Tampa. It's not fair. Blake Snell getting ready to take on this Brewers lineup pretty deep. They make contact. They run. They play real baseball. None of this video game home run stuff. This is what Blake Snell had to say about taking on the Brew Crew.
They feed off each other. It's a very energetic lineup. They're really good, yeah. Like you said, they put the ball in play. So you make them swing at your pitches. You figure out what they're good at, what they're not good at, and I'll just tell you how to attack them.
Yeah, Blake Snell is like, yeah, who cares? I'm about to go smoke and relax, and he doesn't have a care in the world. None. Does Dave Roberts, the manager, have a care in the world? His star-studded lineup. He just closes his eyes and has his guys go out there and play. But meanwhile, he does have to take on Milwaukee. These are not the bum-ass Brewers. Let's go ahead and put it that way. Dave Roberts knows as much.
Towards the end of the year, they kind of scuffled a little bit, but, you know, they're back to playing, you know, the way they play. I think we're in a much better spot, you know, just as far as on the health side, on the position player side, on the pitching side, and we're playing better. So, it should be a great series.
It should be a great series. It should be. I hope it's a better series than what we already have right now between Seattle and Toronto. It's the bottom of the eighth inning right now. Seattle leads 10-3. I mean, at this point, excuse me for just saying, hey, let's get it over with. Just beat the hell out of Toronto and move on. Like, are we moving towards this being a great series, or is this just going to be a bloodbath? You know, anyway, we'll keep you up to date. Seattle trying to go 2 up here in the American League Championship Series. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to San Diego, California. Let's talk to Mason. Mason, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on?
Word, the man that the legend that is JR. Man, you know what? I call for one thing, but your content, man. I had to just real quick. I'm trying to make it fast. Hey, okay. I'm with Snellzilla, Blake Snell. I love Blake Snell. I'm a Padres fan. I was mad when they let him disappear. They pay the wrong people sometimes, but that's not why I called. I was laughing because when you were talking about Miami and you kept calling Mike McDaniels Josh McDaniels. I'm a Raider fan. They're the same guy.
Well, a loser, right?
They both do that. They're both the same guys. They're both the same dudes that are probably great offensive-minded guys. But as far as leading a team of men, they probably can't do that. Yeah, so,
yeah, Mike. Yeah, he's gonna Mike is gonna get sent back to some team to be an offensive coordinator. But, you know, it's just something. And maybe it's a pet peeve because I sit down and I talk for a living. And I certainly, yeah. I'm not an English major. I studied it a little bit.
Man, JR, your English is awesome, dude. Hey,
yeah,
McDaniel,
I get that.
Mike McDaniel, Josh McDaniel.
Yeah, but there's something. There's something about being the leader of a team. It's something about being a leader of anything. And when you gotta sound like that to the public, it's just not a good look. It doesn't convey. It's not a good look.
Josh McDaniels was doing that with the Raiders. He was doing the exact same. It was exactly the same. Like if I didn't know who they were and if somebody had a blindfold around my eyes, I wouldn't know. I couldn't tell the difference.
We'll see. Mike may have to start asking him for career advice after you get canned soon. So.
Hey, but real quick, JR.
Yes.
First of all, I love you, brother. I appreciate you, man. You like my favorite. But the Raiders. Hey, man, I partied when the Raiders beat Tennessee Titans. I partied like that was a Super Bowl. For one, I don't know if we're going to win any more games. Oh, and then for two, they got the head coach fired. That was kind of comedy. Comedy to me.
Oh, Callahan? Yeah. Well, how long is Pete Carroll going to – I mean, they're not going to fire Pete Carroll. But how long is he sticking around? This year, next year? Would you be surprised if January came around? And the Raiders and Pete Carroll decided to mutually part ways, one of those things. Would you be shocked about that?
Nah, I really don't know. I you know what? I appreciate Mark Davis because he's not really a football guy. He took over after his dad died.
Yes.
So, but he loves the Raiders, and he's trying to just throw anything at the wall.
He's not a football guy, but he made a dumbass decision years ago in bringing in Mike Mayock. You know why he decided to give Gruden a 10-year contract, $100 million after he sat on TV is beyond me. So he made some ridiculous decisions. I think the smartest thing that he was able to do was kind of say, hey, you know what, let Tom Brady come in here and run this thing. I'll just kind of move to the side. At least he's smart enough to do that.
Hey, me personally, JR, honestly, this is my opinion. As a Raider fan, I've been a Raider fan for like 30, 40 years now. He should have gave Antonio Pierce at least another – I think he should have gave him maybe 2 or 3 years.
No.
Antonio Pierce was a Raider guy. And no. I think that he would have – he never had his people in there.
No. But I think in the case – this kind of falls – no, this falls into the same space. Antonio Pierce was not prepared for the other – for the communication aspect of it. Like, you can go out there and know and understand football. We know he was a great defender. He was the quarterback for the defense all the years he played in the NFL. But all things considered, when the going gets tough, your mentality as a player can't bleed through as the head coach of a team, especially when you communicate with the public, especially when you communicate with the media. Antonio Pierce did a poor job with that. He was combative like he was a player. You can't do that. I mean, for instance, we had Aaron Glenn with the New York Jets yesterday. We saw the ugly showing that they had yesterday against Denver.
I watched that actually.
In the morning in the UK. And Aaron Glenn was asked about, you know, the offense and his quarterback and Justin Fields and is he the guy? And his response was, yeah, like he's the guy. That's not a good question. And then he apologized for it today. So when you're getting into it with the media and you're you got to just keep things diffused because all of that bleeds down into the team. It bleeds down into the public and you end up kicking your own self in the ass when you fight with everybody. You can't do that.
Yeah, JR, they didn't give Antonio Pierce enough time. I remember 2 years ago, I'll never forget it. I was a truck driver on the road, and I remember we played the Kansas City Chiefs on Christmas Day. He said something to them, to the Raiders, that we went out there and whooped that ass. They should have kept him around. They should have gave him at least 2 years to try to put something together. Yeah. And they didn't. They didn't do that. They said, and Mark Davis, I think he's going with the, like, oh, my time. Like, I remember how Josh McDaniels in New England Bay, how good they were. And he's reaching, but I give him credit for trying.
Yeah.
He's trying.
We can give him credit.
I don't know how long it's going to take for us to get it together, but we will, I guess. I don't know.
Let's see how things turn around out there. Hey, Mason, thank you for calling from San Diego.
Love you and appreciate you, JR. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mason. How about this? The Falcons beating up on the Bills 21-7. Bijan Robinson just ran down the sideline an 81-yard touchdown to put the Falcons ahead of the Bills 21-7. And so let's see if the Buffalo Bills decide to fight back We thought that this might be a close one. I was going to give the edge to the Bills. Still plenty of time. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. Alex is calling from Miami, Florida. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Alex?
Hey, what's up, JR?
What's going on?
Not much. When it comes to Miami, it's really sad what's going on with the Dolphins. I was at the game yesterday. The game was about half full. The people weren't even paying attention to the game. They weren't cheering. I sit in the club section, and the whole bar was packed. They made a lot of money on alcohol because I guess everybody was there for their sorrows on the Miami Dolphins, man. It's really bad. And, you know, Herbert was throwing 100-mile-per-hour fastballs, and Tua was throwing knuckleballs. And it's just a sad thing. Going forward, I think that they are going to keep McDaniel, not Josh McDaniel, but Mike McDaniel on the rest of the year. There's really nobody to replace him. Mm-hmm. And you can't really trust Chris Greer to make future draft picks, and you can't trust Mike McDaniel to develop them. But at the same time, there's a big lawsuit going on, as we all know, with Brian Flores. Yeah. So they got to keep Chris Greer happy, because he could. I'm not a lawyer, but they say that he could talk against the Miami Dolphins and cost the Miami Dolphins more money. It's really a sad situation, and I think they're going nowhere fast. I think the Dolphins are going to be in purgatory for the near future here.
Well, I think they are. I mean, when you think about the contract that Tua Tagovailoa has, he's one guy who's not going anywhere, even if the team, I think, is pretty much set and stopped as well. Thank you, Alex, for calling from Miami. Yeah, the Dolphins are going absolutely nowhere. 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 How do you move on? You got a quarterback making $50-plus million, and he ain't going nowhere. Oh, yeah, by the way, he is also the same quarterback who told everybody he can't do half the things that Josh Allen could do. Yeah, go ahead and chalk that up into the Tua file of stupid things to say. Yeah, Tua Tagovailoa is a wild dude. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, when we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to have a conversation with Dan Wolkin. He covers all things college football for Yahoo Sports. We'll get an update on a few things going on, including James Franklin, Bill Belichick, Colorado's upset. There's a lot to discuss. Dan Wolkin on the other side on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move the JR Sport Brief Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, we're busy moving towards the World Series. We're busy tonight. We got two games going on for Monday Night Football. And it's been a busy day, a busy weekend, and in college football as well. We've had some upsets. Indiana knocking off Oregon at home. You're not supposed to do that. Arch Manning, are people giving him a little bit of a break? Bill Belichick is like, I'm not going anywhere. James Franklin gets the boot. There is a lot to discuss. And right now, it's time to have a conversation with a senior writer who covers all things college football for Yahoo Sports. Welcome back to the show, Dan Wolkin. Dan, we appreciate the time, man.
Hey, what's up?
I'm hanging in. I got nothing to complain about. Fans in Penn State, they've had a lot to complain about. We know James Franklin is out. Are you surprised with the timing? I know three in a row he gets the boot. Are you surprised they cut him loose now?
Not necessarily. Look, it had been a simmering situation the last 2 weeks, the way it had gone. I think if you're an administration and you're thinking about making a change, you do it now because there was clear opportunity to do it and they took advantage of it. There was no real way that Penn State, even if they continued to win games, could save this season. It was effectively over. And so at that point, once they took that third loss, two in a row to teams that Penn State clearly should beat, they were 20-plus point favorites in those games, like, you just make the move now. You go ahead and start the search. The portal window is going to be coming open in January. if you want to get your coach lined up, you can maybe give him a little head start. So that's just the way these things go. Once the decision's made, you might as well pull the trigger.
Well, Dan, we know that, well, Matt Rhule, obviously his connection, having played at Penn State, knowing the athletic director, Matt Rhule is having success at Nebraska, but all things considered, do you think it's inevitable that at some point in time he makes the leap over?
Well, not necessarily. I still think it's a little early to discuss that for, you know, in concrete terms. I know that Matt Rhule likes it at Nebraska. He's got a good relationship with the administration there. And we'll see how it all plays out. I think there's going to be other people in the mix. Obviously, Kurt Cignetti is going to be the name that everybody in the country is going to want to talk to, Penn State included. But, if the search ends up with Matt Rhule being the lead candidate, I don't think that would be surprising given all the connections there. But at the same time, I think it's tricky. It's complicated. I don't know that I would necessarily default to that. There's a lot that's going to be talked about between now and December when that could even be a possibility. And we'll also have to monitor how Nebraska's season goes. Rhule has improved that program, but they haven't really broken through yet. So we'll see how the course of the season, where it takes everybody involved in this. But I think it's still very fluid. I don't think Penn State is locked in on one candidate at this point.
Dan Wolkin covers all things college football for Yahoo Sports. He's here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. You talk about Kurt Cignetti and what he's been able to go out here and do with Indiana. Beating the Ducks at home, ending that 18-game home winning streak. You're not supposed to do that. How has he been able to turn things around? And then when you look at Fernando Mendoza, has he not made himself into one of the top QB prospects in college right now?
Yeah, well, Cignetti from day one has obviously done one of the greatest coaching job turnarounds we've ever seen in the sport. And that's obvious by the results and the way they play. They're even better this year than they were last year, and they were in the college football playoff last year at Indiana, which is just incredible and almost mind-blowing to even think about when you consider the history of the program, which has been terrible for decades and decades. So how has he done it? You know, he's just a great coach. He came in there, he brought in a lot of guys from James Madison. This year they've improved the roster even more. I thought the Oregon game was revealing because they won the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. They were dominant in that game. Mendoza was a good quarterback at Cal, and he has proven to be even better given the talent around him at Indiana. You know, I don't know what the secret sauce is. That's what everybody wants to know, and that's why Kurt Cignetti is going to get whatever he wants, either at Indiana or elsewhere, because this has just been truly remarkable, the difference that he's made basically overnight.
You know, Dan, you talk about QBs and Mendoza. There's a QB that everybody was paying attention to before the season even got started, and that's Arch Manning. Obviously, we saw Texas beat Oklahoma 23-6. Arch was pretty steady, didn't turn the football over. And you got Mateer coming back from that broken hand. He goes out there and he throws three interceptions. What are your thoughts following this game between Texas and then Oklahoma?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing with Arch Manning is that he made sure in that game that they didn't have bad plays. They didn't have negative plays. They didn't have turnovers. They didn't put themselves in bad positions. If there was pressure, he got rid of it. There was a lot of quick throws. And that kept them out of trouble for the most part. And that may be the recipe for Texas because their defense is really, really good. And if they can just sort of hang in on offense, be opportunistic when the easy plays are there, make their layups, and not turn it over, they're going to be really tough to beat. And I think they've sort of figured out in the first half of the season how they can sort of navigate their weaknesses because they certainly are not great up front. They don't have the same level of receivers they had last year, and Arch is still developing. And so it maybe looks a little different than what people might have expected coming into the season. But as long as he just doesn't make a lot of bad plays, I think they're going to be really, really competitive. And I think they could win the rest of their games if they want to.
Well, you talk about winning games. We expect to see Texas in a college football playoff. We know that Ohio State is great. Julian Sand not getting a lot of attention. I think that's a good thing. We see the same thing from Ty Simpson. Who are some other teams that we should pay attention to down the stretch?
Well, look, I think Alabama, the way they've played ever since that season opening loss to Florida State, they've been really, really good. And I don't think they're at that dominant level necessarily that people maybe are used to in their mind thinking about Alabama. But Ty Simpson, the way he is able to make plays under duress, third and fourth down, super clutch. I think they're playing really good football on both sides of the ball. Right now, you know, they're right there. Texas A&M, they've been outstanding. I think they've just sort of look different than maybe what people think about when they consider the history of Texas A&M. This is a very substance-oriented program now. It's not the flash. It's not the wide-open offense, but there's a lot of substance there. They're undefeated, and they've got a pretty good schedule. I think Georgia Tech is a team you have to look at as a playoff contender at this point. They're undefeated, and I think their schedule is very favorable and points to them being right in this thing to the very end. So, you know, there's a lot that's going to happen in the second half of the season and a lot of upsets and unexpected results. It's just, it's a parity sport now, unlike what it has been in the past. And it's going to be tough to go undefeated for anybody. And there's going to be losses along the way, but there's a lot of teams really that have been impressive and are playing well and are certainly on track to get into this thing as you go to the second half of the season.
Well, Dan, you talk about teams looking impressive heading into the second half of the season. If we go to Chapel Hill, we got a team and a program that hasn't looked good, and that's obviously the Tar Heels led by Bill Belichick. He had to put out some fires today, I guess, maybe, telling everybody he's not going anywhere. Administration says he's not going anywhere. Okay, it's October. Do you think Bill Belichick is going to be back next year?
Well, it would only be a guess at this point. It's obviously not gone well. I think if he wants to be back, he probably will be. But what's in his mind? What is he really thinking? It's been tough, for sure. And I think a lot of the speculation you saw this last week about buyouts and all that stuff is a reflection of just how poor they've been on the field, right? I think that North Carolina is, they're not going to fire him, I don't believe. They're going to let it play out a little bit more. If he wants to come back, we'll see. But they got to get it a lot better, and they got to fix the roster, because that's been the biggest problem. It's just the talent isn't there.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, Bill Belichick, certainly grumpy, have been able to move that over to college as well. Hey, Dan, we appreciate the time and your expertise. Tell everybody where they can follow you and all your work with Yahoo.
At Dan Wolkin on X and Yahoo Sports, the app, get the app, do the fantasy games, and read all of our stuff.
Hey, Dan, thank you so much. Catch you down the line, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Now, thank you to Dan Wolkin for joining us from Yahoo Sports to talk some college football. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I told you we had a busy weekend. We're having a busy night. And we got a couple of baseball games underway. We got one that just concluded. We got two Monday night football games. There's a lot going on. When we come back on the other side of the break, I do want to talk about one of the Monday night games. I do want to get into a guy who had a lot of success at the college level and might be on his way to an MVP in the NFL. But right now, let's get an update on all of these scores. Here he is with a news flash. It's Rich Ackerman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Shout outs to Rich Ackerman coming through and giving us the news update. Hey, thank you to Dan Wolkin joining us in the last break, senior college football writer for Yahoo Sports. He just got the update on, obviously, Matt Rhule and whether or not he'll go to Penn State, the firing of James Franklin. We talked about Belichick, Indiana, Kurt Cignetti. We went through it all. If you missed that conversation with Dan, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And then you don't have to miss a minute or a second. As you just heard from Rich Ackerman, the Mariners have now taken a 2-0 series lead here in the American League Championship Series. The Mariners beat the Blue Jays. They don't just beat them. They beat them up. They beat them down. They smacked them around. The final score, 10-3 in Toronto. And so the Mariners go into Toronto. And in two games, they walk away with two victories on the road. This is absolutely what you want. If you're a road team, you want to steal one, but to walk away with two is a very big deal. And so game three is going to take place in Seattle. The Mariners are going to try to advance to the World Series, and they have an opportunity to do it at home. Game three and game four, I don't know if we're going to seven. That'd be one hell of a comeback here from the Toronto Blue Jays if they could turn things around. But there's still plenty to go in the series. Meanwhile, in the other game, between the Dodgers and the Brewers, they're currently in the third inning. Neither team has scored. This is game one of the National League Championship Series. And so we'll keep you up to date as that continues to roll. I told you about the Mariners and the Blue Jays just finishing things up. I could tell you one guy, he's been hot, 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 even dating back to their series against Detroit. Well, that happens to be Mr. Jorge Polanco. This guy was cranking. Hit a home run in the fifth inning off of Varland to help get them on the board. Polanco, three RBIs here just tonight. Jorge Polanco, he spoke to Fox right after the game, and he talked about knocking out that home run in the fifth inning.
It felt amazing. I'm going to start with that. It felt amazing to see that ball go over the world, but yeah. My approach was just, I went there, I'm trying to get a good pitch to hit. Simple as that. I was just trying to get a good pitch to hit, trying to hit it hard.
Yeah, well, that's my approach. I try to hit the ball hard when I play, and it doesn't work out. So good for Jorge Polanco. I told you about game three. He gets a chance to go home and play in front of the home crowd. Let's see if he goes out there and cranks out another home run. He's looking forward to being back in Seattle.
I expect a lot of noise from the fans. I know they're going to show up. I know they're going to bring a lot of energy for us. I know they're going to come and support us, and we're just going to go there and keep competing.
Wow. Bodgers early, but when you got a 2-0 lead here, I mean, and Seattle, I think, is a better team, especially given some of the injuries to Toronto. Is Seattle going to the World Series?
I don't want to jump the gun, but you look at the rotations and you look at the rested bullpen, and then now they have a travel day. You have to assume that the Mariners are going to make the World Series now.
Yeah, you got to assume that they'll make the World Series. Wow. Nuts. Nuts. I thought in 2001 they were going to make the World Series, and the Yankees said, I don't care how many victories you got, 116. You don't have it. Wow. The fans deserve it. And so it's good that they've made all these changes and bringing in Suarez. All of this has worked out for them. It's just good. The Seattle Mariners always get close, whether they get into the postseason, whether they barely make it. Good for their fans. Everybody in the Pacific Northwest, they certainly deserve it. Okay, so we'll keep you up to date on the other game that's going on as well. The Dodgers and the Brewers, still no runs here on the board. They are in the third inning. This is game one of the NLCS. Meanwhile, we talk some NFL football, of course. As it stands right now, the Falcons are having a field day against the Buffalo Bills, getting ready to head into halftime. The Falcons lead 21-7. Bijan Robinson had a ridiculous run, 80 yards, 81-yard touchdown run down the sideline. Tyler Allgeier punched one in, and then Michael Penix Jr. was able to connect with Drake London for the other score. The Buffalo Bills, meanwhile, Dawson Knox, he was able to haul in a 19-yard touchdown pass, and the Buffalo Bills are going to have to make up on some scoring right here in Atlanta, Georgia, if the Buffalo Bills, well, if they don't want to go on a two-game losing streak. We know the Buffalo Bills, the last time we saw them, they lost to the Patriots 23-20. Still plenty of time. The Falcons are still the Falcons. I don't want to evoke, you know, any type of Super Bowl. No lead is safe against the Falcons. Let's just go ahead and put it that way. Man, Boccia, there's another game here. Okay, we got Jaden Daniels. Uh-oh, what the heck? Somebody just fumbled the ball here? What are they doing?
Yeah, Bill Kroski-Merritt just fumbled.
Yeah, well, we got the Chicago Bears led by Caleb Williams. They're trying to get another score up on the board. They currently lead Washington 6-0 in Landover, Maryland. We got the Chicago Bears obviously trying to turn things around. And then we got Washington just happy to have their quarterback and Jaden Daniels back out onto the field. And we know when we look at these two quarterbacks who were selected in the draft last year, Caleb Williams, well, he had a disappointing season under a crap head coach. He has a new one now in Ben Johnson. And Jaden Daniels had the best rookie season ever by a quarterback. And so Caleb Williams has a lot to try to kind of aspire to be, dare I say. And his head coach, Ben Johnson, he talks about facing Jaden Daniels. Let's listen to first-year head coach Ben Johnson.
We're facing a different challenge here at quarterback than most weeks. This guy is not only is he accurate throwing from the pocket, but he's very elusive and he can find a little crease in there and explode for an explosive scramble as well. So you always talk about trying to bottle guys like this up, and that's always easier said than done.
Jaden Daniels, the quarterback for the Washington Commanders, typically is kind of quiet. Doesn't do or say anything overly exciting. Jaden Daniels, he talked about the career that Caleb has had up until now. Take a listen.
He's been doing his thing, so I always keep up with like football in general. So he's been doing his thing, and you know, we got our hands full coming up on Monday night with him and his offense, is just a whole team in general.
That's a whole team. Everybody's on. Boccia is, he's on his way to being one of the most boring quarterbacks in the NFL. Am I missing something here?
I've listened to a couple of his press conferences. I think it depends on the day, because last week he was making fun of the Mets. I think you just got to catch him on a day where it's not, like, I guess, a heavy, intense practice, or it's a travel day, just because, I don't know. He has some emotion. He just doesn't like to show it often.
He made a joke. What did he make? What did he say about the Mets?
He basically said it doesn't matter how much you spend or how much you try to make your team a super team. It doesn't matter. Anyone can be beat. And made fun of the Mets not making the playoffs, basically.
So what, are the Mets just they're just a punchline for everybody?
For the Commanders, yes. It was not fun to see as a Mets fan.
Okay. Now, well, is this you're a Mets fan? Is this something that you're used to?
Getting like beat up on? Yeah, the LOL Mets hashtag has been a thing for a while.
LOL Mets. Well, yes. There was no grimace came through to say that. What was the gimmick this year? Like last year, the Mets had a rally pimp. They had grimace. Did they have a dog? They didn't have no gimmicks this year, right? No gimmicks.
They had the home run chancla, which lasted a couple weeks.
Excuse me?
So, like, they'd hit a home run, and then they'd have a giant flip-flop in the dugout they'd take a picture
a
with.
A chancleta?
Chancleta, yes. Yeah. And then
did anybody, that was gone.
Did
anybody ever have... The point of a chancleta is it's a flip-flop. The point is to have it thrown at somebody. Did anybody ever have it thrown at them?
And that, for that size, that would have hurt. So, no... I probably got thrown into the trash after it didn't work, and people were like, this is stupid. But other than that, there was no real rally cry or trying to work our way with the gimmick.
Didn't I tell you all these gimmicks? And see, you didn't tell me about no stupid chancleta. I told you that all of these gimmicks in baseball suck, okay? Like the Toronto Blue Jays. Hey, we just talked about them losing to the Seattle Mariners. Where's that stupid home run jacket? Huh? Where's the home run jacket?
Oh, it's there. It's just hidden because nobody's hitting the ball.
Okay. Do we need home run jackets? The Seattle Mariners are running around with that stupid trident. And you're telling me the Mets at one time had a flip-flop as their somebody hit a home run and they brought out a flip-flop?
Yep, and then they take a picture with it. Like that, the real gimmick this year was every time they hit a home run, they'd go to the broadcast camera and they'd snap a picture for social media.
Can we not just have the gimmick be winning? Am I boring? I like fun. I like fun. Like, I like celebration dances in the NFL. I think sometimes that gets kind of overblown, the no-fun league. You know, I'm here for a little bit of taunting in the NBA as long as guys aren't punching people after slam dunks. But in baseball, it is so corny to come through. Like, the gimmicks are nuts. You don't think that's – so what did they do after that? The Mets, I mean, of course, in the second half of the season, they stunk. There was no gimmick after the flip-flop.
I would say there was like maybe a game or two where they'd had a like a guest come over and the fans would try to make it a rally call, but the team itself, it was actually pretty tame, and I think they knew that since I think probably June that they were not good, so they try to focus on baseball a little bit. Yeah, they kind of like stayed away from the gimmicks just because you can't be as good as Grimace from last year or OMG. So they were just like, yeah, let's just try to play good baseball because they played under 500 baseball for more than half the season.
Yeah, the New York Mets were better last year where they had Grimace. They had a stupid song by one of their own players. They had a rally pimp. They had a lot going on. Maybe this is why they get disrespected. A good reason. Caleb Williams, 1 yard rushing touchdown, runs over the pylon. Chicago Bears now lead Washington 12-0 before they go for the extra point here. And so, oh my goodness. And then we have another score in here in Atlanta. Drake London, a 40-yard touchdown. He might be out. I don't know if that one's going to count. That one might go back. As it stands right now, the Falcons lead the Bills 21-7. Yeah, it doesn't appear Drake London's touchdown is going to count. Otherwise, it would be 27. Yeah. No score. Yeah, 21 to Bacha. Could you imagine if it went up to 28? Could you imagine that?
Well, yeah, because there was 17 or 13 seconds. Josh Allen threw an interception at midfield, and then they had like 6 seconds left, the Falcons, or when two timeouts. So they did a quick slant over the middle, and Drake London somehow almost took it for a touchdown. They got bailed out there. That's at least 3 points they've missed.
Yeah. Yeah, so here we are at halftime, 21-7. The Atlanta Falcons lead Buffalo. And in Washington right now, the Chicago Bears, they lead Washington 13-0. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. So much going on this evening. Dodgers and Brewers, still no runs. We'll keep you up to date on it all when we come back. And we have more to get into. A few things that took place this day in sports history. We got to talk about Baker Mayfield. He's playing well. And we got another Antetokounmpo in the NBA. I'll explain. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.